And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are having a good day. And you heard it right there in the promo. The candy, the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce Director, Candy Wilson. Candy, I don't know why I called you Candy Wilson. I have too many people I'd talk with. Yes, Lisa Wilson. Lisa Westbrook, Candy Wilson, we'll just combine it there. We have Candy Westbrook with us this morning here from again from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, it's been a long morning already. So all right. Well, again, unfortunately, last Wednesday, we talked a little bit about the business for breakfast, unfortunately, got canceled, but already getting ready for the next one, coming up here. Not too long.
Again. Yeah, it won't be long at all. So, but no, every week we still have lots of great things to share. So,
all right. So, again, that will be coming up again the first Wednesday of next month. But as of right now, what do we got going on around town?
Candy? Okay. Well, a few announcements I thought I'd share today. For one, the Coffeyville Police Department shared a reminder recently, in case you didn't know, that they have a drop box at the station for unwanted prescriptions. So, very good asset to our community. Don't forget, though, that there are certain items that are not accepted. So, they have a little sheet posted up on the drop box that tells you what you can drop in and what you can't. But just a great thing, instead of taking those prescriptions and flushing them down into the sewer, which is not a good way to do it at all, or throwing them away and having them getting into the wrong hands. So take your unwanted prescriptions and drop them off at the police department. Thompson Brothers recently said that, we just went through that big, huge cold snap, and a lot of us realized we probably should have a backup generator. So don't forget, if you need one of those, they're always handy. Grab one, pick it up at Thompson Brothers. They have them in stock, and that way, in case there's anything else that happens. Not saying we're going to have cold weather, but, you know, in March we will have this crazy snap that'll pop up. You never know. So, The Animal Clinic of Southeast Kansas is getting ready for their annual discounted cat spray and neuter clinic. That'll be February 22nd through the 24th, so it's coming up pretty quick, and the appointments are limited. So, make sure you call, make sure you call them and sign up, and make sure you can get your cat in for that. I was excited about this. Asbury Village recently shared a Place for Mom organization recognized Asbury Village as one of the best of senior living in 2022.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so very good thing. You can read more about that in our newsletter. Okay, save the date. I'm getting ready to talk about a whole bunch of dates, but a big one that it seems far, far away, but it's not actually. July 7th will be the summer celebration. Gail was in the office recently telling us, you know, it was cold last week, but they were actually heating up on all their plans. They already have fireworks purchased, already have bands lined up, and a lot of entertainment. So it's already starting to plan for that. They are looking for wonderful vendors. So if you'd like to set up a table out there, let them know. And also looking for great donations and sponsors, because that's what it takes to get this big event put on every year, is it takes lots of community support. So make sure you can contact Andy Duncan, Mike Bradley, or Gail Smith. They are the ones doing the organizing on that. And let them know if you can sponsor or give a donation or would like to set up as a table. Or you can call me at the chamber. I've got all their contact information mostly. Some other dates coming up, of course. Valentine's Day is coming up next week, and this weekend there's a few different things going on. I know that the CCC choir is having a chocolate serenade concert. That'll be on Saturday, and then there's also a Valentine's party with the Retro Rockers, and that is at the Ville Pub and Grill, so two different concerts that you can go to if you want to do that. Bandits and Bling is having a Ladies' Day In, so during the day, that's a great Valentine's present. I just want to be by myself for a little bit with the other ladies. So, sometimes it's good. But they're having a great party there. Let's see what else is coming up. On the 18th is the Phil Kinley High School homecoming. So we're excited about that. And then we have got an event coming up on the 17th is Chamber 101. Basically, we're going to let everybody know whether you're somebody thinking about joining the chamber, want to know what all the benefits are, or maybe you are a member and just want to learn how to take advantage of your benefits. We're just kind of going through a little workshop on what all the benefits are, how to take advantage of them, and maximize the most. Finally, just a couple things from our newsletter. Good prices. Good news, actually. Used car prices are getting ready to go down.
Yay.
They were so high during, you know, the pandemic and everything, because mm-hmm. you couldn't even find cars. So right. then used cars became the magic. So finally, there are some indications that those are going to start coming down. I don't know how fast, but definitely if you're in the market for used car over the next few months, hopefully we can get some. I need one for my teenage son. So if anybody has something good and reliable, I'll be looking for that. So Governor Kelly announced a new program that's going to be helping with economic development in Kansas. In fact, I think in Coffeyville, we've got a couple different projects that we're going to be applying for. She also, in the news, though, rejected a recent redistricting proposal. So legislators are going to continue to work on that, and we'll kind of see what happens in the next few weeks. But, you know, this happens every so many years because population changes and shifts, and so we have to redo the map. And, of course, in rural America, we want to make sure that we are represented. So it's always kind of a big fight. So,
right.
The Chamber Spotlight of the Month was the Native American Fellowship organization. So excited about that. They are just really a great asset to our community, a wonderful group, and we're glad they're a part of our region. They do so much for this area. So shout out to the Native American Fellowship.
Yeah, I saw the picture on Facebook. Was that Bill Davis?
Bill? Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought that was.
Yeah,
he's really good. Really good dude. Wonderful.
He just has the heart for
he does.
Anything in this region
he
and
does.
People, and just wants to help. And I was blessed because he brought a gift when we went to do the picture. He gave me a little, I don't know what it was called, but it's basically like a wood flute mm-hmm. that the tribes made.
A pan is that?
I think that's maybe what it was called, but my son already stole it from me. I'm like, no. He's like, no, I love it. Mom, let me play on it.
So, there we go.
Yeah. We also had an official ribbon cutting for Nicole Marchant. She's the new Farmers Insurance agent and located down in South Coffeyville. And that's in that new strip mall down there. And they actually have all the spaces filled. So,
yeah, no, I saw that they're filling up pretty quick. And they may have to expand on that because when they built it, it was basically built it and they will come. And, well, they came, that's for sure.
It did. I know. I'm very excited about it. There's three spots already full. And then the last one is in the process being filled. And I think it's going to be a liquor store. So
there we go. So, again, good stuff going in down there. And they may have to build another one.
I know.
So.
We'll see what happens. We always want to see new great businesses in our region.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. So I think that is all I have. Not a whole bunch, but just a few things happening. And it's starting to, as you can tell today, going to be beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was great.
It was
today,
awesome.
It'll be the same. And we'll dip down a little bit tomorrow, but then right back at it on Friday back in the 60s. So, I mean, you cannot beat this weather. It's the polar opposite of last week.
I know. But that means people are going to start getting out. Activities are going to start happening again. And so I'm excited about that. I'm taking advantage of the weather myself today and driving around dropping off community guides. We have them at the Chamber, so if you want one. But they're just kind of like my little phone book because we have numbers of all of our businesses, business members, but then also information on numbers that you need to call in town, who to call, list of churches, list of schools, just information about events in town, and just kind of, like I said, a full force community guide. We have those. Those are free. Stop by the Chamber or let me know if your business needs a stack and I'll drop them off. And that is all I had for today.
All right. Well, Candy, if anybody has any questions or if they'd like to say they have a business in the area and they would like to join the Chamber, well, how can they get a hold of you guys?
All right. So stop on by the Chamber. We are right downtown. Get an icy. Call ahead.
Yes.
In the winter, we turn it off, but we inevitably every day turn it on because somebody wants one. So that's okay.
Can I get an icy?
Yes. So stop in and see us at 807 Walnut or give me a call. My number is on our website, 251-2550. And, of course, email, Facebook, however you want to reach us, just give us a call.
All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again, same bat time, same bat channel next week.
That's right.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Wednesday morning.